doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to volume 4, letter number 1171. And this is the Rebbe writing to a gentleman, his name Nochum Avraham. They don't have a family name over here, Shalom Avraham. The Rebbe said, I've received your notice and with your letter that you have settled in Antwerp and that you have settled with your livelihood. So may it be, the Rebbe says, may it be Hashem's will that it should be successful and you should find your livelihood easy so that you can also have time to occupy yourself, setting up time for Torah in a plentiful way. You have plenty of time to spend for the study of Torah, and it'll be good for you both physically and spiritually together. The Rebbe says, I was delighted, I was pleasured to, from your writing in your letter, that you made a farbringen for the festival of Yud Beis Tammuz. There was a festival of a friendly farbringen. The people were aroused and strengthening the love of a fellow Jew, setting up time to study Torah. And I would be very happy to find out that your decision, you actually also fulfilled in actuality, that you actually did what you decided. And it's known that starting from the 15th of Menachem Av, and up, it says that because the nights increase, there's an expression in Talmud, kol ha-moisif, moisifim lo, that anybody who adds, adds to him. So if you add more, you add more in your blessing, and for long life, long days, and good years. For sure, also on the 18th of Elul, which is upon us, coming upon us, L'toiva, you're going to make another Fabrengen, in addition to the Fabrengen that you made on Shabbos Mevorchim, and also please notify good news from the increase in the group and adding new members from also those groups that who know up till now very little about the teaching of Chassidus. As far as the study of Chassidus, so you have to know more clearly about their age and their knowledge in the revealed part of Torah. But in generally, as a beginning of learning Chassidus, you should learn the Tanya, the Derech Mitzvah for the Tzemach Tzedek, Kuntrus Amayin for the Rebbe Rashab, and the Easy Maimorim of my father-in-law, that most of them are in the Kutreis Meyud Beis Tammuz and more. The Rebbe adds also a talk of Fabrengen of Shabbos Varchim Elul, and you should, for sure, you'll publicize it in a fitting way. There's also, we read in the Shulchan Menachem recently, various different collections of letter. I don't remember they specifically have this letter. They had other letters over there. But similarly, they were asking, what is the first step to learn the Chassidus? What should they learn? We're talking about students as they're starting, and the Rebbe says, well, you need to know the exact age and what their abilities are, but he advises to study the Tanya and the Derech Mitzvah, that's from the Tzemach Tzedek, in which he discusses the various mitzvahs of the Torah, but he gives the Hasidic interpretation. And then there is the Kuntrus Umayin from the Rebbe Rashab, and also from the Rebbe's father-in-law, the Rebbe Sujekson.